My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
1-2 to left. Conforto all the way back into the corner, and it is gone. And I don't believe it.
Wow.
Tie game 5-5. I don't believe it.
Oh my goodness. A little take it with you, bunt.
He did. And he got it past the pitcher. Beautifully done. The run will score. Nobody out. 2 on. It's 6-5 Giants. You can't do it better than that.
There it was. The old take it with you, bunt.
That was beautiful. 1-2. Got him with the sweeper to finish off a marathon day. The Giants get a win. It took everything and everybody that they have.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's all from NBC Sports Bay Area. And I would say there were two moments in this game where I think Dave Fleming was just about to lose it.
Yeah.
And I mean, lose it. And one of them in the very first inning when the umpire did something that was just like, look, we all make mistakes, but don't double down on your mistakes. And he tossed out Bomell, and we can get to that with FP. But then also, after multiple rain delays and a lengthy road trip on its last day, the last thing that you want to see with rain flying out of the sky is somebody hit a 3-run Oppo Taco a game with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth to keep this thing going even longer. And I thought Dave was about to lose his bananas.
Yeah, because everybody wants to go home right at that point. Can we just get out, one singular out? Jeez. And that was such a cheapie. And FP can explain what kind of a yard that is, but I don't think that thing goes out almost anywhere. That was just a lazy fly to left.
I mean, it carried, which through that weather is odd.
Wild.
But anyway, that's right. Let's talk to FP. All guests right here on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. How about that one against the Nats in your old digs there, FP?
You guys, what a great day in sports. I've been sitting here all day. I had my computer out watching the Giants game. I had USA Basketball on TV. I mean, just drama all over the place. You're wondering if it's going to be one of the greatest upsets ever in Olympic basketball. If they come back and win it, it's the Steph Curry show. I'm screaming and yelling in my place, and I can hear the dogs barking next door to me because I'm so loud. I'm going nuts over the basketball game. I'm going nuts over the baseball game. I'm dropping audible F-bombs. My neighbors probably think I'm nuts right now based on what's happened today. Just a great day in sports, man. It's why we all love it. Just, I mean, what a treat. I know you guys have been working, so maybe you didn't get to experience all of it I did.
Bum
on the couch here today. It was just, what a day, man. This is what it's all about. I'm still beaming from basketball and then the baseball game. And you guys are talking about Dave Fleming, one of the best broadcasters in all the sports right now, period. End of story.
Yeah, no.
And he's got to a comfort level and a point in his career where it's just so awesome because he just goes stream of conscious. Like, whatever he's thinking, he says now. He's so confident and so established in a lot of different sports with ESPN and with Disney and with the Giants. And he's just so good at what he does now that he just really doesn't even care what he says. And I love listening to him on the radio, on the TV. He's as good as it gets. And today he was just pissed and frustrated. And you want to get home to see your family. And you get excited about they move the game up. We're going to get home earlier. And then everything that could go wrong or make it just torture for the whole day did. And they got out of there with a win. It was just, I don't know. You might look back at today if they pull this thing off and say, today was a reason why.
Well, I would put it the other way, which is that if they had lost, I don't think they're coming back from that today. So, yeah, it was huge. But let's talk about one of the people Dave must have been mad at. FP, let's be real now. Should Camilo Duvall still be the closer?
I was hoping we would do a couple of really fun questions about how great the day
Let's do this first.
Like Mark Canada's day.
So clutch.
And Tyler Fitzgerald is playing great. And they finally got a hit with runners in scoring position. But, yeah, I know that's the big elephant in the room right now. And I don't know how much longer you can go with him, you guys. I don't know what's going on. He lost his mojo. And here's the thing is if they are going to pull this off, like I just mentioned, they need him. And I don't know what's going on with him, but you can't afford. I've told you guys this before, and I believe this fully. The toughest losses as a baseball player are blown saves, where you go out there and you do your part. It's almost like the kicker comes in and he misses a field goal at the end of the game. It's kind of that clubhouse when you're done. It's just crickets, and you just those losses have reverse momentum. So there's nothing worse than having a closer that you just don't know about. And there's nothing better than you have a closer that he comes in the ninth and you throw your glove on the field. And you're like, this is a lock. And we went through ups and downs with Brian Wilson. He was adventurous in his saves, but he found a way to get it done. And Rob Nen and Shooter. And we can go back to all the great closers in Giants history. And Camilo was tracking to be one of those. And now all of a sudden, and I don't know the reasons. If I had to guess, you guys, and this is a wild guess because I'm not in the guy's head, and it's always dangerous as a broadcaster, a commenter to speculate, but it just seems like this is a mental thing more than a physical thing.
So to fix the mental thing at this point, what do you do? Because you can't option him down. AAA is almost over, and that would be damaging. You can't just pull him and throw him in the seventh or eighth because that would be damaging. Or is that something that you would hope would be too deleterious for a guy who's already shown to be a little bit fragile?
Well, I'll say this, Dibs. This is check your ego at the door time. You got teams to catch and you got business to take care of. So this isn't about feelings at this point. A lot of times when you're talking about 162 game season, you have to manage personalities and you have to manage feelings. And today's athlete is more sensitive than ever, right? You guys know you coach younger kids. It's just a different time. So early on in the season, you hug them, you tell them it's going to get better. You go to the bullpen, you figure things out. But when it gets to, you know what, cutting time, and that's what it is right now, it's whoever's getting the job done. You know, Bruce Bochy won 3 World Series by everybody checking their ego and at the door. And if it was a big game and it was the second inning and you were an established pitcher, you were out of there. And it was the next guy and the next guy. And he would just go through the bullpen until he found something that worked. So when you're playing catch-up ball and you're in this position, this isn't about feelings at this time. This is about winning however you win. And if he's not going to be able to do it, you see, you know, they have safety nets up now in the bullpen when he's pitching. And I know probably Bob's at his wit's end with this thing, but it's such a delicate situation because closers are like wide receivers. And I'm sure you guys have been talking about wide receivers a lot. I mean, they're kind of the divas, of Major League Baseball, right? They come in, they have the lights, they have the shows, and all the teams do it now with the closers and coming in. And so that's a fragile ego thing. But right now, if you're not getting the job done, you have to go to somebody that is getting the job done. And I don't know. I'm glad I don't have to make this decision, but I know Ryan Walker's getting the job done. I know Taylor Rogers today is getting the job done. And there's other options down there. And this is the time of year where it's all hands on deck. I know that's a cliche, but whoever is performing, that's why you're seeing Marco Luciano not playing. Whoever's performing right now, whoever's helping the Giants win a game has to be in whatever role is best for the Giants to win a game right now.
You can say nut cutting time, FP, because yes, it's about having to cut a nut off away from a bolt because rust has immobilized it. And it's really a period of time where decisive action must be made. So it has nothing to do with other nuts. So you can say,
I didn't know that. I just thought that was just like about like being a eunuch or something.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. So I Googled it during your 90-second answer, and I realized that it's about nuts and bolts. So you can say nut cutting time.
It better be. If it was the other thing, it's never nut cutting time. Like, oh my God, that sounds like the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone.
I mean, there's this thing called a vasectomy, too. So I didn't, you know, maybe that was the reference.
Yeah,
I don't
too soon.
Tibbs will tell
too
you all about it.
Anyway. Snip, snap.
All right. Okay. 10 of 13, but yes, against pretty weak competition. But FP, what do you think? Like, do they have something here or not?
They're on their way to having something. And I'll tell you this, like, games like today, you guys, where you're just like, gee, it rains again, and we're in the locker room again, and we come out, it rains again, and our closer gives up a 3-run homer. You miss your family. You've been on the road for a couple of weeks. You can't wait to see your wife and your kids. You just want to get on the plane. I've been on teams where they just cash it in games like this. And the teams that really want to accomplish something, the teams that have that fight to do what they did today, I don't care if it's the Nationals. I don't care if it's a 14 and under team. What they did today, it just tells a lot about this team. I think the one thing we can say about the Giants this year, as frustrating as a lot of things have been, is that they do fight. And if you have that, and you have that down the stretch, and I mean that plane ride, that locker room, guys, I'm on the Signal app, and I just got a text that they have to hurry to the airport tonight to beat weather, or they have to stay in D.C. another night. So they're scrambling in the clubhouse right now. They're trying to get on the bus. I'm sure they're going to, you know, do their best to get to the airport, maybe with a police escort, who knows, just to get out of D.C. tonight so they get home and they got to play tomorrow. So their long day could get longer. So I'm rooting for those guys to get to the airport. I think the weather's coming at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and they have to try to beat the weather out of D.C. tonight to get back to San Francisco.
In their spot, do you really look at the schedule much, FP? I know it's just all about win the next day, and you've mentioned it. Try to go 1-0 today and the rest of it, but they got 3 against Detroit. Atlanta's lost 5 in a row. You got 4 with them. The A's on the road in front of nobody, and then the White Sox. That's your next group of series. Do you start to maybe keep one eye ahead, thinking about this really being, for lack of a better way to describe it, nut-cutting time?
Because you can say that.
You can.
I just learned. I learned something listening to you guys every day.
Appreciate
it. It's really, really special. It's a very educational show. It's super special listening to you guys. I learn. It's almost like going to class every day, and I love listening to you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't know, Dibs. You're asking the wrong guy. And as a broadcaster, I should probably be more in tune with the schedule and more aware of what's coming up. But like the baseball player in me still takes over, where I've told you guys stories where I was on the charter and we'd be in the air for like an hour and I'd turn to my buddy and say, where are we going? Who are we playing? Because as a baseball player, you just get so involved in the day. Like, what can I do today to prepare for this game? What can I do today to help my team win this game? And then you drink a beer in the clubhouse and you take a deep breath and then you're ready for the next game. And I guarantee if you ask those guys, they probably know they're playing Detroit tomorrow, and they know they have to win tomorrow. But the players don't think like this. They just got to go out and continue playing decent baseball. I don't know if they're playing good baseball right now. They're playing better baseball. They're playing baseball well enough to win games. But then all of a sudden you have this little thing called momentum. They won 10 out of 13. The negative fan will say it's against so-and-so. But like in the big leagues, you guys are well aware anything can happen on any day. It doesn't matter if you're playing the Rockies. It doesn't matter if you're playing the Marlins. It doesn't matter if you're playing the Nationals. It doesn't matter if you're playing the Dodgers. Like it's a baseball game, and you just prepare yourself to go out there and compete at the highest level on a nightly basis. Then you come back the next day and you hook yourself up to all the machines. You ice everything down. You put the heat pads on. You do your pregame routine. You go out there again. But like you get to this point of the year, everybody's banged up. So it's whatever you can do to go out there and be the best version of yourself to do. I always used to think just do one little thing to help your team win. It's not about going 3 for 4 with a double in the gap and driving in 3 runs. Like look at myself in the mirror and what can I do to help my team win today? And if you get 25, 26 guys to start to think that and to think that way, you can gain some momentum here. And there's teams in front of you that are struggling. The Dodgers are struggling right now. The Diamondbacks are 3 games back. They're breathing down their throat right now. They've been on fire. So it's just about one day at a time. It really is. And I know that's probably not what you want to hear, but yeah, the schedule right now is pretty conducive. The Tigers are playing good baseball. And everyone's saying, oh, it's the Tigers. They're going to sweep the Tigers. The Tigers just went up to Seattle and played really well. So we'll see how this whole thing goes. But I know tomorrow will be a lot easier for these guys based on what happened today. Because if you spend 5 hours on a baseball field, Mark, to your point, and you lose, and now you get a 6-hour flight home, like that's a hard one to get over. Like yep. If you go out there and get beat 10 to nothing in a 2-hour and 45-minute game, that's baseball. But if you go out there, you're on the field, you're off the field, you're grinding, your closer gives up a 3-run jack. You thought you were going to win, then you lose. That was a mental. There was a lot of mental energy for those guys spent in this game. And if they didn't come out on top, you're just like, we just did all of that. I'm sitting in my locker. I'm filthy dirty. I can't even breathe right now. I'm beat. We've been on the road for however many days, and we did all that for nothing. Yeah, like, those are the ones that hurt too.
Well, and Bomel has talked so much about nothing matters till we get over 500, and it would have knocked them back below 500 again. They're finally over 500. So I thought there was something there too. FP Santangelo with us. Okay, I got one more. I'm going to go to a negative place again, but I'm going to ask it in a productive way. This team, for whatever reason, because I can hear when you say, oh, they're playing better. They're still not playing great. They are still freaking allergic to the sac fly. When there's a runner at third and 0 outs or 1 out, it's a strikeout every single flipping time, and it's very annoying. Here's how I want to ask it to you, bud. When you're in that situation, what's the approach? What works and what doesn't?
Well, it's easy to say for you and I. It's harder to do when you're up there and adrenaline is flowing. But to drive in runs, all the good RBI guys I was ever around, they're not afraid to hit with 2 strikes. And that doesn't mean you get to 2 strikes. But if guys are afraid to hit with 2 strikes, they swing early in the count because they don't want to get to 2 strikes. So to drive in runs, the number one thing is you got to realize that the pressure's on the pitcher. Like he got himself into this jam. He's the one that should be nervous and amped up right now, not you. So it's think about up the middle the other way, because if I try to pull the ball, I get too big and I'm susceptible to anything slow or anything away. And it's to realize that the pressure's absolutely 100% on the pitcher. And just let the at-bat come to you. Deep breaths between pitches. See yourself doing it between pitches. Have a really good game plan and try to execute that game plan. What am I sitting on? Yeah, I always say there's two counts to hit it in baseball only, 2 counts. There's 2 strikes and less than 2 strikes. And with less than 2 strikes, you're looking for one pitch in one spot and you're spitting on everything else. What happens in those situations, you saw Ramos today a couple of times, he looked young. He was excited. He wanted to drive in the run. And so to take it a step further, and I could talk about this for an hour, is you have to have confidence in the guy behind you to get the job done if you don't. Meaning, if they want to walk me here, take my walk. If they're not going to pitch to me here, take my walk. The guy behind me, I have confidence in passing the baton to the guy behind me that he'll get it done. And it's not, I want to get the job done. I'm going to get the job done. I'm going to drive in the runs here. It's like, if I get the pitch with less than 2 strikes I'm looking for, I'm going to get my A swing off and think about up the middle the other way, and then just be relaxed and try and have confidence in your ability to hit with two strikes. The best RBI guys in the history of the game, they don't give a crap what the count is. 3-1, 0-2, they're still going to drive that run in.
My friend, thanks so much. We're going to see you a lot soon, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, you guys, have a great rest of the show. I hope you have something to talk about today. There wasn't a lot going on in sports, so I hope you really find something to talk about.
I mean, there's no Brandon Ayuk trade, so we're just still sitting here in neutral as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, because you don't talk about the great thing. Talk about Steph. Steph was awesome today. I was screaming
That's
at the
That's pretty
TV.
Good. FP, we needed God, you in here awesome. Because our normally quiet outer room was filled with Director of Sports Lucas Alexander acting like you used to act during the Giants World Series runs down there at Comcast Sportsnet.
Screaming, high-fiving. Oh, yeah, man, show that emotion.
America, baby.
I'll leave it with this. Today was a on a Thursday afternoon. You couldn't ask for more. Today was a special day if you're a sports fan.
I agree. Yeah, it felt like March Madness. You don't get this on Thursday afternoon very often,
cool.
Yeah, here we are. All right, thanks, bud. Great talking to you.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, there it is. FP.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.